Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, who's the voice to, Jim Varney's dead, so
right,
he's
Slink.
Yeah,
he passed away. Rickles is gone, so Mr. Potato Head, they're going to, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
Oh, right, Estelle Harris was Mrs.
It looks like Blake Clark was Slink in Toy Story 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I like Slink. Slink was one of my faves in the early.
Jim Varney, Ernest Saves Blank.
I know. Sure. I love the Ernest movies.
Christmas.
He was a pretty good Jed Clampett.
Ernest Goes to Jail.
Yeah. Right. Who didn't like Jim Varney?
Of course. How many Ernests were there? Were there over 10? And did all those come out in theaters, or were a lot of them straight to video?
The Ernest movies, there was that was a commercial character that he cooked up. I think it was for a savings and loan.
He would make it whatever you wanted.
I think the first one was for some kind of bank.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, hey, can you do an Ernest commercial for us?
Hey, Vern.
IMDb has rated the Ernests. Ernest Scared Stupid is number one. 1991. Ernest Saves Christmas is 2. Ernest Goes to Camp, 3. Ernest Goes to Jail, I've seen that one, 4. Ernest Rides Again. Ernest in the Army. Ooh, Ernest Dunk, Slam Dunk Ernest. Ernest Goes to Africa.
Are there more Ernest movies or more Kiss albums?
There are 9 Ernest movies.
Well, it's right up there with Planet of the Apes.
Right.
And The Fast and the Furious.
Okay, close your eyes, Tim. What is Ernest's full name? Don't look down.
Jim Varney?
No. Ernest's full name. It's not just Ernest. So what's his
initial and last name?
Yeah, middle initial, last name.
No idea.
Ernest.
Yeah, Ernest P. Worrell.
Is it P. Worrell? I thought it was T. Worrell. Yeah.
Well, who was his alter ego? He always had like a bad alter ego, right? Wasn't there another Ernest?
I don't know.
Ernest
to jail, there was another Ernest. He was playing another character, I'm pretty sure, in jail.
You know, he was a classically trained, like, Shakespearean actor who couldn't get work. Ernest was simply something to pay the bills.
Good for him.
Yeah, he just...
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. So...
Ernest Goes to Jail made $25 million.
That's pretty good.
Ernest Goes to Camp made 23. Ernest Saves Christmas made 28. They had a good stretch there.
Started out
87, 88, and 90.
And
they made almost $75 million.
And these are early 1990 dollars.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty good.
And then it started to wear off. So in 91, it took a significant step back.
We got Ernest fatigue, apparently, as a nation.
Even though IMDb rates the 91, the fourth installment of Ernest, as the best Ernest out there.
Which was what? What was number 4?
Scared Straight. Right, Scared Stupid, sorry.
Scared Stupid, right.
Scared Stupid, yeah. The Halloween film.
Battle for the...
Some cluck leaning in your window, and it's worth millions and millions.
Hey, it worked. And then he got a part in Toy Story, and he got to be Jed Clampett. He did, he generated work for himself. Yeah,
yeah,
he did.
Jim Varney had a fine career.
You know who else is having a fine career? Giannis. Did you watch Finding Giannis on Saturday?
I'm so mad. I was going to DVR it, and I completely forgot, and I turned it on at like 8 o'clock. I'm like, damn it. And now I can't find it. I figured TNT or NBA TV would replay that thing like it's going out of style. I can't find it.
Come on over to my house. It's still on my DVR.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's very interesting. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know. Did you know that he had a deal with Nike originally and said, nope, I'm not signing that at the very last second?
Really?
Yes, he blew
it
up.
What was the problem?
Not enough money. Mm-hmm. He went, I'm worth more than this. And
so who is he with now?
Nike.
Oh, he is with Nike.
Yeah,
so
it came later. It wasn't, it was a later deal because his agent had to go back to Nike and go, yeah, I know we said we had a deal, but we don't have a deal. And it's not a deal really in their world, right, until it's signed? Just So, I can't imagine that Nike
He's starting to get more and more endorsements. We talked about, what was it, T-Mobile that he's got an endorsement with?
Yes, the one the guy says,
where they're going to play one-on-one. Yeah, play horse.
Horse. I'll just take an H.
I'll just take an H.
That's a great commercial.
Did you see, how much did you watch last night?
Of the All-Star game?
Yeah.
I saw the highlights this morning.
His dunk from
Steph Curry?
Steph Curry was one of the more impressive things.
Because he slammed it off the floor. Steph's pass was pretty impressive because it's a, is that a one-handed pass off the floor, like a slam on the floor?
But the height that he got up to because of his ridiculously long arms and his athleticism, I mean, his arm, they said on SportsCenter, was up at 14 feet.
Jeez.
And then he tweeted out, getting people a little bit excited. He tweeted out, so the Bucks tweeted out, "Oh my goodness," with a lot of O's, and then an emoji of a blushed face. And then Giannis said, "Dunk contest next year?" Emoji, hand on chin, thumbs up or thumbs down. And then Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz said, "If you do it, I'm in." Let's go. Let's get some excitement for the dunk contest. So no offense to Hamidou Diallo. If we got Giannis, Donovan Mitchell, Zion will probably be in the dunk contest next year.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe Ja Morant from Murray State, who's dunking over people in college right now.
How was it this year?
It was okay.
I didn't see that or the three-point thing.
Three-point contest was pretty good. I mean, the three-point contest is exciting because they have pretty notable names, and it came down to Steph, Joe Harris from the Nets, who ended up winning it, and Buddy Hield, and Joe Harris won. And then the dunk contest was okay, nothing spectacular, but the best dunk was Diallo. The guy who ended up winning it jumped over Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq was out there in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he dunked over Shaq. That was pretty good.
All right, so you enjoyed it.
Shaq make any moves or did
you
just
stand? No, you stood there.
You just stand there. You just stood there the other way and got dunked over.
Yep.
I mean, it's all
about... You have to stand the other way because otherwise you're going to
get a knee in the face.
I'm not really worried about the knees. I'd rather have the knees than the guy, you know.
Bad enough things.
This junk is dragging up the back of your neck and over the back of your head. You know.
Next thing you know, it's a scene from Hot Tub Time Machine.
I mean, it was fine. There was one. I mean, it's all about the props. And one guy tried to bring out. He brought out a Wright Brothers plane, and brought out a bunch of people, and it was pretty lame. He jumped props? Over this like jumped over this. Old school plane, didn't even fully clear it, broke off a wing, and the people were like, okay, they gave him like a 7. They're like, cool, great dunk.
Yeah.
Well, the dunk over Shaq, which made it more exciting, was not only did he jump over Shaq, he put his arm in the rim a la Vince Carter.
Mm.
And then he opened up his jersey and showed the Superman underneath.
Yes.
Which is what Shaq was.
Real crowd pleaser there.
It's all about, can't just do regular dunks.
They don't bring those dunks out right away, right? I mean, they build up to that. They just have some regular
dunks. That wasn't his finale, but it was in the second round.
Shaq is what, 7 feet? How
seven
tall?
7'1".
7'1". If you laid Shaq down horizontal, that's further than the Wright brothers' first flight. That's a little known fact.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah,
how far was the Wright brothers' first flight? I have no idea.
About 120 feet.
120 feet?
Right. Yeah. Shaq is longer than that.
Did they get a drink on that one?
No ice.
I have a Bloody Mary mix. Oh, we're already landing. Okay. Sounds good.